As many as 1 in 6 cases of Alzheimer's could be genetically caused. That's from a new study in the journal Nature Medicine. The authors focus on a gene variant known as APOE4, also called APO4, specifically people who have 2 copies of this gene. Here to explain the basics is Yudong Huang, an Alzheimer's researcher at the Gladstone Institute and professor at the University of California, San Francisco. He co-authored an editorial on the new research in Nature Medicine. Professor, welcome to Here and Now.
Yeah, thank you.
Before the specifics, can I just ask, is this finding a big deal? Is it a game changer?
Yes, definitely. I think this will be a landmark paper in this APOE4 and Alzheimer's disease research.
Okay, and I understand from the study that people with 2 copies of this gene, APOE4, also tend to develop symptoms earlier. What does the study find, that I would be almost certain to develop Alzheimer's?
Yes, the study found if anyone carried 2 copies of E4 genes, the chance of developing Alzheimer's disease over 90%, almost 100% in general.
Wow. So, I mean, is this what scientists describe as causal? That this is, I mean, yeah, I know we talk about correlation and causation. Is the idea here that now we know what is one cause of Alzheimer's? Can we say that?
Yeah, I think why I'm saying this landmark paper, because it's changed from E4 as a risk factor to E4 as a causal factor for Alzheimer's disease. Because for many years, so the field has known APOE4 is a so-called major genetic risk factor for Alzheimer's disease. But this new study really provide a lot of evidence supporting it's actually a causal factor for Alzheimer's disease. Mm.
So according to the study, people with 2 copies of the gene, I understand, also tend to develop symptoms earlier. Is that right? Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, that's correct. Actually, based on the findings, the average age of showing clinic symptoms is about 65 years. So it's much earlier than anyone carry 2 copies of APOE3.
I see. So 65 is considered very early for being diagnosed with Alzheimer's?
Yes. Anyone carry 2 copies of APOE3, usually they develop after age 80. So now 65 is actually in between of these two.
Oh, yeah, for this particular gene, I understand. So going forward, does this finding mean we can target drug development and other treatments for people who have this genetic information, or perhaps think about prevention?
Yes. This new study puts this E4 as a causal factor. That means we need to target this protein directly for drug development. Because we know 65 years is about the time window. Then we can start treat around this time or even go earlier to start the preventional treatment.
Okay. Because now, as you're saying, we have this red flag. We have this causal finding that we didn't have before. Dr. Huang, finally, for people listening, I mean, should they think about getting a genetic test to see if they have these 2 copies of this gene, APOE4?
Yeah, personally, I think, we should do these genetic tests for people. But I want to add other 2 points here. First, we do also need to develop this educational or counseling program to really help those people understand better about this mutation, not only do the gene a genetic test.
Yeah. Dr. Huang, just curious, when you saw this finding and you saw it published as a researcher in this space, did it make you excited?
Yeah, I was very excited about this study because I have been studying this protein since 1985 when I was a PhD student. And since 1993, when this APOE4 was identified as a major genetic risk factor, I have been thinking long time whether it's truly a risk factor or this could be a causal factor. We had many studies try to address that question, in cell culture study, in animal study. But this study is from human, you know, many patients there. So over 13,000 individuals enrolled in this study. So their result is very clear, very convincing to me.
Yudong Huang is an Alzheimer's researcher at the Gladstone Institute and professor at the University of California, San Francisco. Professor Huang, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, and it's a lot to talk about this.